Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Rochelle Rautman, who is the new Chief Sustainability Officer with Halstead Metroflor. Rochelle, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you today?
I'm good. Hey, let's go through your past real quick and then talk about your new role with Metroflor. You've been focused in sustainability for a long time. You've got 2 degrees, one in geology from the University of Georgia, and you went to Georgia Tech and got a public policy degree. And then I'm looking through your resume, and it looks like, you've mostly been focused. You were at Georgia EPD, you were at Lockheed, you were with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and then 11 years with Georgia Power, Southern Company, and then you were with Mohawk for about 4 years. And now you've gone from a carpet focus to an LVT focus, right?
Yes, that's right. Working in the resilient business is somewhat new territory for me, especially working with a company that has such close and longstanding ties with Asia. So this is a new role for me, and I'm very excited about identifying new opportunities for sustainability within the resilient industry.
Yeah, I interviewed you a year or so ago because you got quite an honor. You were selected as one of the 10 most powerful women in sustainability. You take some of that clout and credentials with you over to Metroflor now, right?
Yes, that's right. And I am still the alumni chair of that group. Mm-hmm. And we are in the process of selecting new candidates for this year's class.
As I think about Metroflor / Halstead, you know, their office is in Calhoun. I think it's real interesting that I went down there to a press event, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a huge event, and they just were cutting the ribbon, opening the doors to a LEED certified facility. And then I went back last year, and another beautiful facility, and this one is Green Globe certified. So the company has been focusing for quite some time on getting these structures they build certified, right?
Yes, that's right. So Halstead has definitely made a commitment to sustainability, not just in products, but in the buildings. And I do want to mention that from my office, I can not only see the outdoors, but I can actually open the windows and experience the breeze coming through and see the birds flying around and enjoying nature. And so this is the first time I've actually been in an office where I have an operable window.
It's interesting you say that. So I interviewed Michael Brungart last year for our sustainability issue, and I asked him about his travels, and he says he always tries to find a hotel room where he can open the window. So that's definitely a part of sustainability, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it also has a positive impact on our work and our creativity and even how we relate to people in the office environment.
Yeah. All right. So let me ask you, what attracted you to this position at Halstead? I mean, what will you do for them in the area of sustainability?
I was really attracted to the job because, as I mentioned, there is a strong commitment to sustainability here. And I really enjoy working inside a company, respecting what has been done in sustainability, but also identifying the disruptors and figuring out how a company can really step outside of what it thinks it can do in sustainability to lead the industry in a very impactful way. And so it's great having an opportunity to work within the resilient industry. As many of us know, sustainability and flooring, the conversation really began in carpet. Mm-hmm. And it is time for a company like Halstead to show leadership in the resilient flooring area. And I'm very fortunate that I'm in a position to guide that shift. I will be having a little bit broader focus here. I'll be leading the R&D team as well as the sustainability function and customer service. So we're really looking at how sustainability is integrated in many different aspects of the business.
Yeah, another big change that you're going to, and I'd like to probably talk to you 6 months from now and see the difference, but for many years you've been working for publicly traded companies, and now you're working for a family-owned company, and so that should bring another dimension to it as well.
Yes, so that definitely broadens my horizons, and most recently I was fortunate enough to attend the annual summer solstice event, which is a company-wide meeting held in Connecticut. And this has been going on for decades, and it's certainly a big part of the company culture to get everyone together from all parts of the world and brainstorm ideas, learn about new products, look at the designs that are going to be launched. And, you know, it was really great to experience more of a family-oriented culture that is so much a part of this privately held company.
It doesn't surprise me that Harlan Stone has an event like that. You know, he's a real cerebral guy. I did a leadership interview with him earlier this year. You know, we just ran into Metroflor at Neocon, and it looked like they had a great show, a lot of traffic, and they were rolling out several new Aspecta products. So they continue to focus on growing the commercial side of the business, where sustainability is really a key message, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, you know, just reviewing some of the materials in terms of what has already been accomplished, there's a new product called IsoCore that has fully eliminated plasticizers, which are generally the chemical of concern in final products, and that is within the Aspecta line. So growing the commercial business is going to be one of my focus areas, and I think that there is a lot of potential for Halston Metroflor.
Yeah, all right. Well, congratulations on your new role. Again, been talking to Rochelle Routman, the new Chief Sustainability Officer at Halsted/Metroflor, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.